The Replacement Wife by Eileen Googe, narrated by Susan Boyce. But love is blind, and lovers cannot see the pretty follies that themselves commit. From The Merchant of Venice by William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare. Chapter 1. We had a nice time, Cat said. Camille Hart felt her heart sink and the fizz go out of the celebratory bottle of champagne she'd mentally uncorked. In her line of work, she'd learned to read nuances and inflections the way a fortune-teller did tea leaves. It did not go well, she thought. Damn. She'd been so sure. But, she prompted in a mild tone. A lengthy pause at the other end of the phone, then Cat said slowly, Well, he's a great guy and all, but he's still hung up on his ex-wife. Let's just say I know more about her than he does about me. Camille suppressed a sigh. Clearly, the message figuratively chiseled in stone over the doorway to the heart-to-heart agency had failed to sink in with Mr. Once Burned. Abandon all talk of exes, ye who enter here. Maybe she should require a minimum wait of 1 year following a divorce. What else did you talk about? She asked. Oh, you know, his job, my job, the fact that we're both into rock climbing and love jazz. She ticked the boxes in a bored voice. Did you know he has the lost recording of Clifford Brown? She grew slightly more animated. Camille did know, in fact, Stephen Ressler had played it for her during her home visit, the purpose of which had been to assess his living space. What she'd found, in addition to a vast CD collection and state-of-the-art sound system, was a Rat Pack-worthy...